You're listening to SBS News.
Behind an infectious smile and cheeky spirit, baby Cooper was suffering.
Yeah, it was devastating. It was just, the 6 months was 4 months in hospital, 2 months at home. It was in and out. It was two ambulance calls because Cooper had stopped breathing. We had to provide basic life support at home. We had been trained in bagging and masking him for life support. We had oxygen tanks. He was receiving 26 doses of medication each day, which we would administer when we're at home. Like, you don't plan a family with the thoughts that that even existed.
That's Cooper's mum, Elizabeth Tierney. A fighter to the end, little Cooper lost his battle to a form of mitochondrial disease, also known as mito. It is a rare condition that robs the body's cells of energy, causing organ dysfunction after just 6 months. Elizabeth and her husband Robert had both passed on to their son a very rare genetic mutation in a nuclear gene called FoxRED1, which triggered the disease. There is another way in which mito can be inherited, where the mutation is in the mito DNA from the mother only. In those cases, the only option for most couples to prevent it from being passed on to the child is via an IVF procedure called mitochondrial donation. It works by taking the mother's healthy nucleus and transferring it to a donor egg with healthy mitochondria, from which the donor nucleus has been removed. Sean Murray from the Mito Foundation says the bill to legalise this new technique has given hope to couples where the mother carries the mutation.
What that can mean for some families is that who have experienced multiple generations of mitochondrial disease impacting their family, is that this can put an end to the suffering that the family's been experienced.
This therapy is seen as controversial because the DNA comes from three people, the vast majority from the parents and a tiny percentage from the donor. The procedure has been labelled immoral, unethical, and open to misuse. And while it has been the subject of numerous promising scientific reviews, there's no guarantee of its safety and effectiveness. Reverend Kevin McGovern opposes the legislation. He argues it is less safe and effective than couples conceiving through a donor egg, which would not be biologically related to the mother.
I continue to believe that we offer that child the best chance of a happy and healthy life by using the current treatment, which would be to fertilise the donated egg with the husband's sperm.
Dr. David Thorburn, who has diagnosed and researched the disease for 3 decades, says Australia has the expertise in mitochondria, IVF and ethics to offer the procedure.
In the UK and in an American review and in Australia, the scientific consensus has been that these diseases are completely distinct from all other forms of inherited disease. And so it is actually relatively easy to put a boundary around the what is mitochondrial donation. You can restrict it to only replacing the mitochondrial genome, and it has no real implications for other techniques like germline gene editing.
While the issue will be put to Parliament soon, it has taken years of work and research, including a 2018 Senate committee hearing inquiry and public consultations from the National Health and Medical Research Council to get to this point. While Elizabeth will have other reproductive options available when they are ready to start a family again, she hopes the new technique will be available soon for other couples. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.